In many places, if you've had too much to drink, you can call a cab. But what about in rural areas where cab services don't exist? Well, one town in New Mexico has found a solution to that, as KJZZ's Stina Sieg reports.
Thank you so much for waiting.
You're welcome. Come on in.
It's a dark Saturday night in Little Silver City, and I'm running late for the drunk bus. At least that's what most people call Cory Cantinas, which is actually a trio of public buses that rumble through this town of 10,000 and the tiny communities that surround it every Friday and Saturday night. Lots of people use this bus, and most of them have been drinking. Bobby Silva has lived in this rural pocket of southwestern New Mexico all his life. He's been a Cory Cantinas driver for 5 years.
And, you know, you get a little bit of everything. You get some happy people, you get crazy people, you get a little variety. And like I've always said, you know, they're out just having fun.
And doing the right thing, Silva thinks, by riding with him rather than taking a chance and driving themselves. Uber may never make it here. Taxi services come and go. But Cory Cantinas has been around for nearly a decade. All you have to do is call, and the bus will pick you up from home, take you to the bar, and get you home safe at the end of the night.
Bobby, don't take off without me, bro.
Oh, why not, man?
Because I'm drunk and I need a ride.
Okay. Thomas Ponce hails Silva as he pulls up outside the Buckhorn Saloon in nearby Pinos Altos. He says he'd been hearing about Cory Cantinas for years before he ever called it, which he regrets now. In between, he says he racked up 3 DWIs.
And I started using them a lot because I learned my lesson. I'm done.
But it doesn't take getting caught by the police to turn somebody on to Cory Cantinas. Part city bus, part designated driver. All it takes is $3.50 per person each way.
That's 40 million of
40,
us.
Okay, I've only got enough for 399.
Hello, how are you?
We're on the drunk bus. It's all good.
It's another stop at the Buckhorn. This time about a dozen men and women climb on after a night of heavy imbibing. Mike Bush says they're all faced with the same problem, how to make it down the mountain and back to Silver City.
The only other solution we have is we have several of our people here that have teenage daughters now that can drive. So other than the drunk bus, that's our secondary solution.
Whoever's idea it was awesome.
Okay, my name is Cindy McLean, and I am the program coordinator for the Grant County DWI Prevention Program.
And Cory Cantinas is kind of McLean's baby. She remembers what people said when she started the drunk bus.
My God, what are you doing?
McLean says they'd question whether this would encourage people to drink and if it was worth the $15,000 in taxpayer money it takes to operate it every year. But a decade later, that kind of talk is pretty much gone. Though DWI arrests have not gone down, alcohol-related crashes have, at least on the Fridays and Saturdays the bus operates. The other nights still tend to haunt McLean.
You know, one gentleman that killed somebody a few years ago, he rode the bus every single weekend. But because this was on a Sunday and we weren't running, he drove and he killed somebody.
McLean is the daughter of an alcoholic, and she's had her own struggles with drinking in the past. So she's not naive about this area's hard drinking tendencies. She's just trying to help where she can.
Just because you have a problem doesn't mean you have to get a DWI. You know, you can still make choices.
Like spending $7 to ride the drunk bus round trip. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Silver City, New Mexico.